did bring us the Saturday run. We're at Etihad Stadium, the roof shut. We're gearing up for St Kilda and the West Coast Eagles, but we are talking all matters Carlton at the moment. And I've got to say, boys, off the top, it is the most difficult thing when your club is under such fierce and hot spotlight to put your head up the next day and be prepared to talk. It's a great sign of leadership, and I don't say that lightly, and this man's done it regularly over the past couple of weeks. He's not backing away from anything. He's been good enough again to join us this morning. Mark Murphy, the captain of Carlton. Welcome, Murph.
Thanks, Gaz.
Thank you, and this is not probably going to be the easiest interview you've ever done, mate, and I understand that can be difficult, but that's what leadership's about, and so let's hop into it. The difficult thing for a lot of us when we sit back and watch is that you've got a coach who's under enormous pressure, and we hear constantly the players and yourself, and I've heard Bryce and Zach Tui and others come out and say that we are 100% behind Mick, we think he's the man to take us forward, and then what's unfolding then on the weekend is sort of telling the complete opposite story. That's difficult to reconcile.
Yeah, it is, and we understand that as players as well. When you, I suppose you can say all the right things during the week, but it sort of doesn't really count for much unless you put in what you're actually saying during the week into action on game day. And yeah, at the moment we're in a really tough spot. We're right behind Mick, and I think he's a man to take us forward. I think he's a great coach, but the way we're playing at the moment, we're not playing consistently good enough footy at all. So,
but Mark, it doesn't look like you are right behind Mick as a group, because the performances are saying you're not. When you look at the performances, you know, the attitudes and the desperation is just not there.
Oh, there's a lot of things. I suppose it doesn't look like you have great, I suppose, effort when you're chasing backside a lot of the time, and a lot of our skill error is a resulting in that. I suppose when guys are low in confidence, things start to mount and they pile up pretty quickly, and there's no doubt we've got a lot of blokes who are down on confidence and aren't playing their best football for us, and it sort of compounds a lot. And you know, as I said before, when you can say all the right things, but until you really show it on game day, it sort of means nothing.
You talk about confidence then. Tell us about the comments that Mick made about the fact that the club publicly talks about rebuilding. And more specifically, when the president, Mark Lejeune, was asked a direct question about whether what would happen if your name, the captain, Mark Murphy, was put up as a potential trade period, and he didn't emphatically come out and say, no, that won't happen, he's our captain. Tell us your experience of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I heard those comments. I'm not sure that Mark meant that in terms of everyone's on the trade table. I'd hope not to be the case, and from what I've spoken to nearly all people at the club, that I won't be going anywhere. I've signed a long-term deal, and I want to captain the club for many more years yet.
But, have they given you that assurance, or did you go seeking that assurance?
Oh, I spoke to the relevant people and asked the question, and they've assured me that I won't be going anywhere. So,
What about the players on the fringe, Mark? I know you're the captain, but what about the guys 18, 17, 19? Is it in their subconscious about this rebuild?
I suppose it's got to be in your subconscious when you continually hear people talk about rebuilding. It definitely, I suppose, does catch the ears of everyone on the list. But as players and as captain, I've got to reinforce it. You know, there's no mid-season draft, or we can't get any new players into the club at the moment. So the players we've got here at the moment are the players we've got till the end of September. So all we can worry about as players and as leaders around the club is to make sure and stick together and try and work our way through it. That's all we can do at the moment.
Mark, everyone's talking about what happens in 2016. There's actually 14 matches remaining of 2015. And as you said, you get into this regular habit of having a bad performance followed by statements being made by yourself or other people at the club that everything's okay. Are you at a stage now, though, with so many matches remaining of what's already a bad season, that you need a circuit breaker of some sorts? And do you have an idea what that circuit breaker may be?
Oh, well, there's not one thing that you can pin down, say, oh, we'll do this and that'll result in winning games. There's a lot of different factors that you've got to take into account. And if there was one thing that we could do that we knew we could turn it around, we'd be doing it. So it's not from a lack of want or really, you know, putting everything on the line to do it. We're working hard to try and change it around, and unfortunately it's just not happening for us at the moment. But we're not going to turn it around by individuals or by being individuals. We're going to do it as a team. And unfortunately, the way it probably looks from the outside, we're not doing that. But we're doing everything we can in-house to try and turn it around. And at the moment, we're just going to try and explore, I suppose, new ways of trying to do that. Because at the moment, it's not working for us. And we need to keep on putting our balls on the line and keep on having a crack at it and trying to turn things around, because that's all we can do.
Speaking with Mark Murphy, the captain of Carlton, mate, I've got to put it to you that you're not, though, as a group. Because, yeah, you know, you're talking about putting your balls on the line, you're talking about having a crack, you're talking about want. It's just, it's not happening, mate. And we watched the GWS game. The number of inside 50s are 80-odd. I mean, they had the footy so much more than you blokes, yet you laid 16 tackles in a half of a game of footy. It was the highlights were, and I'm sure you went through it in your tape. You can't, this is what frustrates me, but this is the question I put to you. You can't watch that and then not respond to that the next week if you're having a crack and putting your balls on the line. So I've come to here last night thinking, I don't care whether Carlton win or not, but they are going to be ferocious at the bloke with the footy, because what I saw the week before, running past guys, so surely that was your focus. Surely that was, you know, one of the absolutely, you know, narrow it down, say, let's attack the bloke with the footy. You've had 15 tackles in a half again, and you laid two tackles in the first 12 minutes.
Yeah, well, you're right. Those stats that just show that we're not competitive enough. And we are talking about it, and talking about doing those things, but I suppose it comes down to each individual having a really hard look at themselves and wanting to do that. So, yeah, look, it's...
Well, can I ask you, mate? You're one, you can't talk for everyone, so I'll ask you directly. So, you aware of it, you know it, you're a smart footy man, you understand that the need to tackle and put pressure on the opposition is there, you are the captain, therefore you lead. Your first tackle didn't come until the 10-minute mark of the third quarter.
Yep. Yeah, look, that's fair enough, and I'll cop that in the chin. I've got to attack the ball and attack the man as fresh as anyone, because I've got to lead by example, and getting one or two tackles or whatever I did last night wasn't good enough.
But you've done that, mate. I've seen you. You've done that previously. You don't... I mean, that's not a concern about getting the footy or getting 50, 20, 30 possessions. That's a thing that you've got some control over. So I know you can do that, but you didn't again. So I'm wondering, is the worry and this, you know, the concern about Mick and where the footy's at, is that, you know, you're not living in the moment?
Yeah, I suppose we're not really playing on instincts. And when you do, as you probably know, when you are playing your best football, you are playing on instincts, and it just happens for you. But I suppose at the moment we've got a lot of blokes who, I suppose, are second-guessing themselves, who aren't as confident as what they should be and therefore look sluggish, or who aren't attacking the ball or the man as hard as they should be. It's there's no easy response. We're in a tough stage at the moment. There's no doubt about it. And those sort of things you're talking about, tackling and being ferocious and intensity around the ball, I suppose that is something we've just got to try and hang our hat on and try and turn around, and that's all we can sort of look at the moment, because, it's just not happening.
Speaking with Mark Murphy on Triple M Footy, and Mark, we're appreciating your time and your openness here. You've clearly articulated already in this interview how it's hurting you and affecting you and your teammates, and obviously you've got things to worry about personally, but are you also feeling sorry for what's happening to Mick Malthouse this year?
Oh, there's... Yeah, no doubt. Like, there's a lot of people that I feel sorry for at the moment, and Nick's definitely one of them. Our supporters are right up there as well, and players as well. Like, everyone's not happy with where we're at. There's a lot of blokes who are really flat about where they're at and where we are at as a team. There's no doubt about it. And it is disappointing for Mick, because he does show a lot of faith in us. But it's a tough time. There's no doubt. There's no real positive light I can just sort of show anything at the moment, which is really disappointing to say.
Do you expect him to be coaching the team next Friday in Sydney?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So, Mark, 98% of the football world, perhaps even more, think that Mick is probably, well, they think he's gone, and that you're currently playing under a coach in a dead man walking situation. Do you think that? Do the players believe that? And how do you confront that if the whole football world knows it's going to happen and you guys have got to close your eyes and ears to it all?
Yeah, I think over the last, well, ever since probably round one this year, you've almost got to, you know, close your eyes or not hear a lot of the speculation that goes on, because if you get caught up in it too much, that's all you're sort of worried about and you think too much about it rather than doing what you're required to do, and that's to play footy. So, look, you can't take too much notice of what's being said out there. We've got to stop the, I suppose, the junk talk and actually start putting in some performances and showing what we believe in and what we want to do going forward. So you can't listen too much to what the outside world say.
Mark, just on the back of Gaz's comments from last night, is it you as a leadership group could probably go to Mick and throw the playbook out, throw it out and just be unconditional at the opposition? Because that's I think, what the supporters want to see. And I think that's what Mick wants to see, and I'm sure you want that as well. And yep. I know it's a basic tool to get out and put pressure on the opposition, but that's been non-existent, and you've talked about it week after week. So, and I know you have structures, and I know that you have, stoppages, but just throw the playbook out and give yourselves something to hang your hat on.
Yeah, and put guys in there that actually want to do it and want to play sort of the Carlton way, which we've trained all pre-season for and had a really good pre-season. And I suppose that, throwing out the sort of playbook, as you said, and as supporters and people probably in the general football world just want to see a committed outfit, and that's by attacking the ball and the man and sort of working your ass off to try and turn it around. So, look, you're exactly right. That's something that we've just got to look at week to week and just try and do that as best we possibly can.
Last question, mate, and again, we appreciate your time. Will you feel a need to go and, as the captain of the club, as the leader of the playing group, and go to either Stephen Trigg or Mark and say, mate, this situation is untenable. We need to have it resolved. Is that something that's occurred to you?
With Mick?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, look, I'm in talks with the club, especially pretty heavily over the last couple of weeks. And look, as I've said before, we're right behind Mick's playing group, and I certainly am, as a leader of the footy club, but the performances aren't showing that at the moment. So look, as long as he's there, we've got to try and turn around as best we can. And as Bud said before, just that sort of that commitment, just at the ball and man and pressure, and that's something that we've just got to look at each week. It's not about sort of winning or losing anymore. It's about showing committed effort, and that's all we can really worry about, I suppose.
Mate, well, I know how hard it is. Trust me, from experience, I've been involved at a footy club and led a footy club that was at the bottom of the ladder as well. I know Spud's been there and also Brian, and it's a difficult question sometimes to ask, but we appreciate you giving us the time, and we hope for your sake and the whole Carlton Footy Club it can start to turn.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Mark Murphy, the captain of the Carlton Footy Club, and that is a difficult thing to do. And
the voice of a hurt.
It is. Oh, he is. He can tell that, and he cares. And
do well.
Sometimes it's just a thankless task. But we might talk about it after the break. We'll head to a break now. We're at Etihad.